אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. On his first visit to Israel as US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken affirmed on Tuesday President Joe Biden's personal commitment to Israel's security and said the US would take a lead role in the urgent humanitarian reconstruction in Gaza to ensure a better future for all sides. After meeting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he reiterated support for Israel's right to defend itself against rocket attacks by Hamas, adding that they must not benefit from the reconstruction aid. Following talks with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas at his headquarters in Ramallah on Tuesday afternoon, Blinken vowed to rebuild US relations with the Palestinians by reopening a consulate in Jerusalem, as well as giving millions in aid for the war-battered Gaza Strip. On Wednesday, Blinken said the US was in the process of providing more than $360 million in assistance to Palestinians, including $250 million announced in March and April, as well as $5.5 million in immediate disaster assistance for Gaza and nearly $33 million for emergency humanitarian appeal by the UN. After meeting Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, whom he praised for helping to bring an end to the intense violence relatively quickly, Blinken flew to Jordan, where half of the 10 million strong population is of Palestinian origin, on Wednesday. There he met King Abdullah II. Foreign Minister Gabi Ashkenazi will lead an Israeli delegation to Egypt early this week. The schedule for the trip is still being put together, and as of now, Ashkenazi is expected to meet only with Egyptian officials. Egypt played a central role in crafting the recent ceasefire agreement to end fighting between Israel and Hamas. The United Nations Human Rights Council decided on Thursday to create an open-ended international investigation into Israel's treatment of Palestinians after the body's head, Michelle Bachelet, said that Israeli forces and Hamas may have committed war crimes during their 11-day war this month. A special Human Rights Council session on the rights situation faced by Palestinians was arranged by the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. The resolution at the end of the session called for the creation of a permanent commission of inquiry, the most potent tool at the Council's disposal to monitor and report on rights violations in Israel, the Gaza Strip, and the West Bank. It would be the first COI with an ongoing mandate. The vote was 24 in favour, 9 against, and 14 abstentions. China and Russia were among those voting in favour. Several Western and African countries voted no, among them Austria, the UK, Germany, Bulgaria and the Czech Republic. Israel thanked the countries that opposed what it called this scandalous decision. Many others abstained, including France, Italy, Japan, Poland, Brazil and the Netherlands. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the Council, with its shameful decision, had shown a blatant anti-Israel obsession and that the automatic majority at the Council whitewashes a genocidal terrorist organization that deliberately targets Israeli civilians while turning Gaza's civilians into human shields. President Reuven Rivlin lamented the inexplicable decision against Israeli citizens who faced the criminal fire of thousands of missiles against innocent civilians, saying the world turned upside down. Israel's ambassador to the UN, Gilad Erdan, called the decision outrageous. The UN, which has only observer status at the Council, did not take part in the debate. But its mission to the UN in Geneva released a statement after the vote, saying it deeply regretted the move. On Thursday in Khan Yunus, in the south of the Gaza Strip, Hamas held a military parade to celebrate the recent fighting, in which the group displayed various weapon systems used against Israel. The parade drew a large crowd of supporters. Hamas's leader in Gaza, Yahya Sinwar, had his photo taken on a couch in his bombed-out offices. Sinwar yesterday described the ceasefire to end 11 days of fighting as fragile. He threatened that if the occupiers desecrate the Al-Aqsa Mosque again or force our people in the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood to leave their homes, repeat what they did before, the ceasefire will be broken. On Thursday, IDF Chief of Staff Aviv Kochavi said the fighting between Israel and Hamas ended decisively to Israel's advantage. However, the IDF acknowledges that Hamas still has thousands of rockets in its arsenals and could easily decide to use them again. Over 100 people took part in a protest on Friday over the fatal shooting of Musa Hassuna earlier this month amid clashes in Lod. Police arrested four Jewish suspects after the shooting who argued that they acted in self-defense. However, they have all been released on bail. However, protesters say police have mishandled the investigation. The suspects claim Hassuna was one of a gang of rioters who attacked them, while Hassuna's relatives say that he was not involved and was standing some distance away from the unrest when he was shot. After his death, Musa's organs were used to save the lives of five patients in Israeli hospitals. A Jewish mob dragged an Arab driver from his car and beat him with glass bottles before fleeing the scene in Binyamina on Thursday night. The victim was a Bedouin working as a guard in a local construction site. He was rushed to Haifa's Rambam Medical Center in moderate condition and was treated for head injuries. Witnesses say that about 10 men, some of them with yarmulkes, surrounded the victim's vehicle and smashed the windows, pulled him from the car and then struck him repeatedly. Also on Thursday night, suspects hurled Molotov cocktails into the home of a Jewish family in the city of Lod. Inhabitants of the home managed to quickly put out the fire before anyone was injured, using fire extinguishers that had been acquired during the recent riots in the city for just such an event. Two suspects, residents of East Jerusalem's Atur neighborhood in their 20s, have been arrested for throwing a rock at a car during clashes in Jerusalem earlier this month on Jerusalem Day, which lightly injured a seven-month-old baby who was struck in the head. Seven police officers were questioned under caution on Wednesday, and three of them were suspended over an incident last week in which a sponge-tipped bullet was shot into the back of a Palestinian teenage girl in East Jerusalem as she was obeying a police officer's order to go back to her home. Since the incident, Jana Kiswani has been in the hospital where she's being treated for a fractured vertebra and breathing difficulties. Her recovery is expected to be lengthy. Jana's father, Mohammed Kiswani, was also hit in the leg with a sponge-tipped bullet fired into the home. Israel may have a new government as early as this week, after reports that Yamina's Naftali Bennett has negotiated a coalition deal with Yair Lapid, who holds the mandate to form a government until Tuesday. Bennett, along with the Arab Ram Party, holds the decisive seats in any coalition. He and his second-in-command, former minister Ayelet Shaked, would prefer a right-wing coalition, but late last week reiterated that they were unable to reach a deal with Prime Minister Netanyahu and were continuing to pursue ways to prevent another election, the Prime Minister's preferred position. Bennett is likely to be the first Prime Minister in a rotation with Lapid, in a coalition that would go from the left-wing Meretz and Labour parties to the right-wing parties of Avigdor Lieberman and Gideon Saar. The unifying factor is the determination to bring to an end the term of office of Benjamin Netanyahu. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.